It's time for the View in Your Mirror podcast. I'm Katie Harms, and along with Lisa Rubin, we help you check in and curate the best possible you and the best view in your mirror. We share tips, tricks, and strategies from our 35 plus years in our respective industries. We talk about your day from morning to night and everything in between. We share our uniqueness, relish in our shared experiences. Along the way, we share conversation with fabulous people who give us their own thought-provoking insights. So come along as we help you hone the best view in your mirror.
Well, Katie, good morning to you.
Good morning, Lisa Rubin. How are you on this beautiful day?
It is beautiful. It is a beautiful day. And we have kind of an exciting podcast we're recording today. It's not
Yeah, I was going to say, do say more. This one, we're going to kind of devote, not kind of, we are devoting this whole podcast to this subject because it is exciting and it is, I hope it's fun and I hope it is incredibly informative.
Yes. And I think that some women might look at the title when we drop this podcast and go, what? And then be so curious, they can't wait to listen. What do you think?
I would hope so. And tell me what we're talking about. Tell me who our guest is. Spill the beans.
Well, we are going to be talking about sexual wellness today, Katie. And we are going to have Carolyn Wheeler, who is a co-founder of Vela Bioscience. And we're also going to have Lily Garfield, from the founder of Cosbar.
Lily is on the board at Vela.
Right. That is my understanding. And she really wanted to be on this podcast with us, being that she was already a guest on our podcast.
Yeah.
And she is very passionate about this whole company initiative and what it represents and can help women on an overall basis, because it's all science-based.
It is. And you know what? It says this very, their website is incredibly informative. And I will give that really quickly right now. It is velabio.com. So VELLABIO.com. And right on, there's so much information on here. But one of the things that one of the slides says right off the bat is we have a lot to learn. And, you know, I am a lifelong learner. So, and this is an area that I haven't done a lot of learning. I have three daughters. I have grandchildren. I have a great relationship with my husband. But I can say this is not an area that I have spent a lot of time in research. How about you?
Definitely not an area. And you know, I take notes and, you know, I'm very methodical. But no, this is not an area that I really think about at the way they brought these products to market, right?
Right.
I think it's an area that I think every woman in their lifetime thinks about. And some women will never talk about it with anyone else.
Right.
And some women might.
It's so comprehensive to who we are, right? It is the one thing that sets us apart from men, how our bodies work. We were doing a little research before we got on. There's a history of women's participation in research on the National Institute of Health website. Google it. It's fascinating, but really law to include women in research happened in the late 90s. And you think of the products that we buy and the things that we take. And I heard a statistic recently regarding sanitary napkins for women had just recently in the 2020s, real actual menstrual blood started being used in research. What were they using before then? Cranberry juice? I mean, really ridiculous. Any woman who's worn a feminine pad knows that they're just odd. They don't work. So how in the world has this gone on? And it makes you really stop and think, oh my gosh, so much of what we use has never really been researched on women. So now we have a company that is all about supporting women in a scientifically based, what are our needs? I'm super excited to talk to her.
Yeah, I am too. I'm fascinated by the science of this. And, you know, it's funny. I was telling you before we got on, you know, we can go to dinner with a group of women, right?
Have
Have
Yes.
you ever had a sex talk with your friends at dinner? Probably not. Regarding this area, okay?
Regarding this area, no. Well, yeah, no. I mean, there's been some girls' trips where we've gotten pretty, where there's been some good conversation about things, but not to the level of, gosh, what's going on with my body? And not in depth, no.
I mean, you'll make jokes, you'll be funny, or someone might be sad about something, whatever it may be. But generally, it doesn't come up.
No.
But you'll talk about mascara, you'll talk about skincare, you'll talk about clothes, right? And even as women, this is not a conversation that gets brought up. People get nervous, uncomfortable. So I think it's really exciting that we can have someone like this on and talk about it.
I do too.
Openly.
I do too. And before we get into it, I do have to. So we've known we were going to have her on for a guest for a while, and you've had some interesting conversation with some men in your life. I think you need to share. Listen, we have great guys and we're surrounded by fabulous men, but there are times it's really funny. Well, when the question is asked, well, who's your next guest on your podcast? In fact, my husband asked me that question this morning. Well, what's your topic? And I said, sexual wellness. Oh, he said.
They become very interested, don't
They
they?
become very interested. So, yeah, so share a little bit about your experience.
Well, we were with a group of friends and we were at dinner and they were trying to make conversation and they said, "So, who are you recording next?" And I said, "Oh, we're doing our podcast on sexual wellness." Well, let me tell you, we were away on vacation with three other couples. The conversation continued for 4 days. It was more of a joking conversation. I brought it back to being more factual, and they couldn't handle that at all. But the fact of the matter is, all of a sudden the men are interested in something like this. Why? Really, they like to have the excitement and the fun about it, but when it gets down to the facts and the science of it, that's not interesting to them.
And yet it should be. And again, the smart people are saying, yes, let's research, study, make sure this is happening because it benefits all, right?
Right. And Carolyn's co-founder is a doctor, is a man,
Male doctor, yes.
male doctor, and I'm interested to know how the two of them got together to do this. So I think it's wonderful that there is one of the co-founders is a man.
Yes. And actually, he was very instrumental in trials on male
Products.
enhancements for sexual wellness.
Yes.
So that will be a very interesting conversation. It is, I think the empowerment of women and women having to take their place and say, no, this is important and it matters to everybody. And this is an area that is so important. And I think really for this podcast, we need to sit back and get a little comfortable with maybe some uncomfortable questions until they're not, because we understand.
Exactly. And the one thing I tell a lot of people is that when you're thinking of sexual wellness, you have to think of it from the woman's perspective because there's a lot of women that don't have partners. There's a lot of women that have female partners. It's still sexual wellness.
Correct.
So all of anyone who's listening will benefit from this conversation.
Absolutely. Well, let's get right into it. Lisa, why don't you welcome our guests?
Of course. So I'd like to welcome Carolyn Wheeler. She is the co-founder of Vela Bioscience Products. And we also have Lily Garfield, the founder of Cosbar. So excited that you are doing this podcast with us.
My pleasure.
Thank you for having us.
Well, and Lily is the reason why we have Carolyn, so thank you for that. And we joked a little bit before starting to record that we're going into a different region than we've ever been in before. So, in its due time, right?
About time. Yeah, time's up, as they say.
Time's up. Carolyn, I think the first question is, what gave you the idea Walk us through how you came to this business.
Oh, I wish there were a pretty package I could give you that it makes a really tight narrative, but I've had the privilege in my life to be have my career guided so far by things that interest me that I apply my work ethic to that. And whether that's female sexual health and the advancement of health research, which is by far the noblest thing I feel like I've done, or it's like researching the history of a tree, which I've also done. I've done a lot of different things. And so when this opportunity came to me, it was more, it was a baby. And I just had a baby and I had no idea what this was going to be. And I was bored at home. I had just moved back to Tulsa, Oklahoma, where I was raised. I moved back from the East Coast, having lived there during my full 20s. And I needed work. And so my friend from college was starting a non, or sorry, not a nonprofit, a business with another colleague, Dr. Michael Frid, that was looking at how when cannabis started to get legalized across the country, they saw an opportunity to say, okay, these are new to lab molecules. Like, what do they actually do, if they do anything? And is there an opportunity here to put some IP patent around either delivery methods or treatments of use, what have you? And so through that work, ended up meeting Dr. Hiran Padmanathan, who was the lead principal investigator of Viagra. And we ended up pursuing preclinical studies, looking at whether or not there was a dose-dependent response between vaginal or clitoral smooth muscle relaxation, which is a prerequisite for our orgasm, and vaginal and clitoral relaxation and CBD administration. And so we found that there was indeed a dose-dependent response to that. So we went and moved to clinical studies. And at that point, we realized we have a company. We have a new company. This requires our full attention. And that's how the company was born in 2020.
Whose idea was it to study women?
It wasn't mine. I am glad that it's taken this direction and I could never have predicted, but I'll hand it to my male colleagues. I mean, they're the ones who saw the opportunity here. I wouldn't have necessarily, it wouldn't have dawned, it didn't dawn on me that fast. And none of this dawned on me really. I've been like learning so much on the fly and getting opinionated as time goes by and not starting with an opinion about something and then feeling it's been a process.
Let me just interject one thing. I just want Carolyn to let everybody know. Carolyn, what is your degree in and where it, and from where? And also Dr. Michael, where are they from? So everybody understands who you guys are, what your background is.
Yeah, we're like a motley crew of dorks.
Yeah, but where did Carolyn, where did you graduate from?
I went to Harvard, but I got a degree in landscape architecture. Like, I wanted to design parks. Like, that's what I wanted to do. And Dr. Michael Frid went to MIT and it has a PhD in organic chemistry. So you can just, I mean, my life has just gone in. I would never have expected a million years that I'd be in this position.
But you were open to it. You have
Yeah.
an openness to you that allowed for these opportunities to come to you. Again, you are a person. I feel like this has been a common theme. If we were to take one common theme through our podcast of all our guests, is it's people that lead with yes.
Yeah. I think it's also a symptom of living, growing up in the 21st century. Like, you can't, the special having a specialty seems sort of novel nowadays too. I mean, but absolutely, I think that it's just about being open-minded to what an opportunity actually looks like, and have it not be pigeonholed into a narrow definition of what it's
And
going to be.
then right place, right time on some of it. Yeah,
Yeah,
sure.
totally.
Okay, let's talk about Vela and what it does.
First of all, how did you come up with the name?
Again, like, there's really not great stories, guys. My colleague came, we were talking, he was mentioned vellum, like that thin, it's like a transparent paper, and it's just got a nice material quality to it. And he was saying, he was playing off of that word, and I think he said vello. And I was like, no, if we're going to do, it has to be vella. Like, that's the feminine way of saying it. And that's just where we landed. And we found out some like had some Sanskrit definitions, and we were able to imbue more meaning with it as it's grown older with us. But it's kind of taken over the moniker of the whole the pro our main product. Our product we call Vela colloquially in the company. But we have two other lubricants also in addition to our pleasure serum, which is affectionately called Vela. We have a intimate elixir, and which has hyaluronic acid in it, so it's super moisturizing, and another lubricant that has squalane sebum oil that's also really good for your skin.
So, and it, science-based. So you talk about science-based sex care, which is, it gets people's attention.
Yeah, I came up with that word, which I can't believe it didn't exist. Sex care. But I for me it is like more meaningful than sexual wellness at this point, which has too much of a woo-woo quality to it. And I wanted to kind of harken back to like the codes of skin care and hair care, and just like how do we take care of this part of ourselves? And we all most of us have sex, we all have most of us have sexual lives in some capacity. So this is and it's an important part of people's expression of being on the planet. Like it's a something that ties us all together. I'm in very sticky territory. I'm getting worse with my word
But we are
choices. It's like
sexual
very
beings.
bad.
We are sexual beings.
Yeah, we're sexual beings.
At whatever point we are on the spectrum of being a sexual being, we are sexual beings. And the more we understand, the more we can enjoy that part of our lives, right?
Right.
As we age, that changes. And no one's really understood the change. No one's really embraced the change. No one's really, I shouldn't say no one. There are people out there studying and right. But from a very, okay, this is a product that can immediately help a person have a more fulfilling sexual experience.
Yeah, it's been interesting for me because I'm 38, so I haven't gone through menopause yet. And here I am like talking, learning about it all the time, and I'm trying to do well by all the women up in front of me. And so yeah, I feel a lot of what I do is try to listen to people. I'm going tomorrow to the meeting for the International Society for the Study of Women's Sexual Health in LA. And I'm nervous about it because I haven't ever been in the company of solely healthcare providers or doctors who are real experts in this. And like, who am I to come in? But at the same time, like, if I weren't doing it, somebody else would be doing it. Like, I'm trying to be a respectful steward for what we have because what we do have is really powerful, and it has changed people's lives. I mean, people's relationships with their husbands or partners.
When you're talking about this, I think that fortunately or unfortunately, it's a topic that some people just don't want to discuss. They get nervous, they get embarrassed, but yet they want to hear about it. They want to
Right.
know about it, and they want to be in a comfortable space that allows them to listen. Otherwise, they're like, oh, I can't hear about this, or this and that. And so I think bringing it to the forefront and saying, this is okay, everybody. Like, it's sold at Cosbar, and Cosbar sells hair care, skin care, everything else. So why shouldn't we also buy this? Right, Lily?
Yes, and one of the things that I've always felt that I was always out of the box of what I would bring in as something new to introduce to our consumers. I looked at it as the new topic of in the beauty industry, we do call it sexual wellness. And that does change how you feel internally if you're happy with your sexual being, and it just gives you that inner glow that hey, I'm normal. I can achieve orgasm. I'm a lady. I'm a woman. I can dress the part of who I am and feel that sexual being that I want to be. I mean, that's my prerogative. I mean, other women might want to feel differently about themselves, but I think this is all part of that inner beauty, even though you're getting some outer beauty by buying products.
It enhances your outer beauty, your inner health, your inner experience is going to enhance your outer beauty.
Yeah, I mean, we like the
And
glow that matters the most. Like, where are you going to get it? I mean, I think that here too, it's interesting because we're playing in the beauty space. I mean, we're just to Lily's point, and we're trying to use words and teach people about the parts of their body that they didn't know about. Like, I can say clitoral engorgement all day long. I like talking, bringing science into the bedroom, like talking, it makes it very comfortable to talk about sex in a way that otherwise it would not be comfortable. I'm not comfortable talking about it, my sex life or anything like that. I don't go into my personal details when I'm talking about work, but I'm very comfortable talking about sex and listening to other people if they want to share. But it's about having the right words in order to be able to talk about it appropriately. And that's what I'm trying to arm people with the most here. I think that too, like what we're seeing, what I hope, you know, my most optimistic of days is that this is sort of like the inevitable acme of the beauty industry. Like, this is where it's going. Like, instead of trying to buy something that makes you look like, makes you feel like you are sexy to another person, buy something that makes you feel sexy to yourself. And that's, you can't get higher than that. Like, that's as far as that's a natural evolution point, is this.
yes, and the continuing feeling of you want to, we're all trying to better ourselves in some capacity, right? I don't know anyone, at least not in the circles of people that I hang with or know, that are not trying to learn and better themselves and be healthier and, right? So let's talk about your website. When we talk about wanting to educate and wanting to give information to people, I love you go on your website, velabio.com. One of the first questions, and it says, science is still discovering so much about female bodies, but through research and attention, we're making exciting progress. One of the first questions, what is the female sexual response? This is kind of to your point of what you were talking about. Asking the questions and learning more about our bodies because it just enhances every part of us. And then understanding how this pleasure serum works and really what a simple thing can do to enhance your life.
Yeah, I mean, that sexual response cycle is key because, like, that what kills me and are conversations that happen today that are about female Viagra. And what people talk about when they talk about female Viagra is so crazy. Like, that's not what male Viagra does. Like, female Viagra for many people gets conflated with our libido or desire as part of the sexual response cycle. Desire is psychological. Arousal is physical. Just like men who have to be aroused before they have an orgasm, so do we. But we don't feel it. We don't know, like, we don't necessarily know what that process has happened in our bodies. And so letting women know, like, hey, this is not just always in your head, like they want us to believe to their own benefit. Like, there's actual things that could be helpful solutions. So female Viagra, when it's talked about, it's almost always talked about as a psychological drug to make you like, oh, you horny or something. And that's not what we should be talking about. That's another aspect, an important aspect, incredibly important aspect, but it doesn't capture the complication or the complexity rather of our sexuality.
And that right there is kind of the key, isn't it? Because when we look at, again, going back to women being studied in any capacity, it is such a short time that women have been studied. How many hormones do we have, and how many do we actually talk about? Like, how many hormones are there in a female body or in a male body for that matter? Hundreds, right?
Yeah. Did you read the article in the New York Times that came out like about 2.5 years ago? It was called, the article title says it all, "Half the World Has a Clitoris, So Why Don't Doctors Study It?" And like,
I did not, but I'll look for it.
that article for me was a watershed moment of like, oh my God, I'm like, what I've been feeling in my head or talked to with my friends, talking with my colleagues, like, this is validated. Like, no, we actually really don't know anything. Like, Understanding there'd be 8,000 nerve endings or whatever in the clitoris is based off a study of a cow. Like, we don't know. And it's so insulting to our contributions to society. I don't have to wax poetic on that, but yeah.
Yes, so now back to you. You're just trying to make a difference, one product at a time, or in this case, three products at a time. And to lighten it up, really, this is not difficult to do. This is not difficult for a woman to do, to be able to know about this, use this. We're not talking huge amounts of expense. We're talking about a product that you have brought to market that offers almost immediate results.
Yeah,
And
it's
not
a
to be
pretty.
embarrassed to purchase it.
Right, exactly.
I think that's a big one. You know, I mean, now there's so many people that can go online and purchase products. They don't have to walk into a store if they are uncomfortable to do that.
Well, that's a great point, and it's a great bridge between what I'm working on and Lily is working on. It's this, like, selling it in Cosbar, like, what trying to get this. Cosmer just opened a Brooklyn store, which is super exciting. And so unfortunately, I was sick when I was there, but our team met with them and we're working on, like, how do we get the sales staff to be comfortable talking to somebody about this? Like, in any capacity at all, like, how do we get somebody to feel comfortable? And so we are trying to see, like, if we incentivize them with, sales staff with a commission fee on their first like 10 jars, let's say they sell, that 10 conversations. I think once you say clitoral engorgement, like I said, like you get past the Rubicon of like, okay, I'm not like completely comfortable talking about this whenever, but there's like a shift that happens at some point once you've started it, that we're just trying to catalyze with that store and seeing how it plays out in other stores as we expand in brick and mortar. But yeah, arming other people to educate other people about this is the whole thing.
I wonder, have you worked on any product placement in something I read on your website that talking about, you know, in the media now, there's much more openness. And I'm thinking about a show. Allison Fanger did the wardrobing for it.
You mean Gracie and Frankie or
Oh no,
Shrinking?
Shrinking.
Shrinking?
I'm thinking of
Oh.
Shrinking. I'm thinking of Shrinking in how they handle sex, and there's a whole different vibe and feel of that show, and it's really done well. And I'm just thinking, if you could get product placement with
In movies or a sitcom.
it, if that would be something that could start the conversation as well.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, we would love to do that.
Yeah. I don't know how you go about doing
I don't
that.
know either, because it's also like a different form factor too. Like, this isn't a lubricant. It's something like, like it's a different, has a different, it shows up differently in the world. So that's another thing we have to kind of navigate. Like, I don't know how it would ever play out in a movie, but I would love for that to happen. That's the goal. That's
Yeah,
the goal.
or a TV show of having it sitting on the side table or something, or what's that, or have a conversation. Well, this is a life-changing little gift, you know. Let's take a quick break. We're going to come back. I want to talk more about what the actual product does, like the science behind what it does in your body, and we'll go from there. We are with Bridget Edwards from Sheer Custom Closets, and we are talking sports gear and what to do with it in your busy home. Bridget, what's the word in organizing all the stuff?
Well, for adults and kids, it's just a constant problem, it seems like. Mainly that stuff is ending up in a corner of a closet or sometimes in the middle of your entryway. But we're liking to build custom pieces in your garage or your mudroom to store all that equipment.
How about slat wall? I have seen some pretty impressive use of slat wall.
Yeah, slat wall is amazing and it can be used for everything from your garden tools to your jump ropes to your tennis balls.
But if your kids play hockey, different. That's a whole different animal, right? Because nobody wants those hockey bags inside the house. So you have to do
Right.
something in the garage. You have to expand your thoughts on where that goes.
Yeah, exactly. So we're putting a lot of cabinets in garages and mudrooms because not only do people not want them in the house, but they don't want to see them at all. Great spaces to contain all of that equipment.
When you put a cabinet in the garage, do you have to worry about concrete floors?
No, you don't have to worry about concrete floors. We have leg levelers. So everything goes up on leg levelers to keep the water away and to keep everything nice and even.
So also easy to clean as well.
Right.
And I think driving into a garage that has things neat and organized just puts you in the right frame of mind, right?
Yeah, exactly. Much better than opening up your garage door and having three basketballs roll out.
That may or may not have happened to you.
Right.
If you are interested in getting yourself organized from the outside in, how does a person go about contacting Shear Brothers Closets?
They can contact us through our website at shearbroscloses.com or by phone at 763-531-7400.
To give yourself more breathing room.
Yes, exactly.
And we are back. We're talking to Carolyn and Lily. When we went into the break, I said, we're going to talk about the science behind it. And as we're talking, as we often do in the break, really, is the science all that important? Let's talk about what actually happens. There's definitely a science. You have many patents. You have all sorts of great information on your website. I mean, an unbelievable website. We cannot stress enough. Go to the website to get information. But let's just talk about what actually happens. I'm going to buy this, and it's maybe going to be different for me, or it's going to be different for you. What has the feedback been on what people are experiencing using your products?
So it runs the full gamut. Some of their most powerful anecdotes that we hear are testimonials feels, that word, it feels so weighty, but the reviews that we have been from women who have gone through major hormonal changes, whether it's like early onset menopause because of cancer treatment, or it's because of, you know, some menopausal symptoms, something. Women that have basically had something taken from them when they weren't prepared for it to be gone, and it restores it back. So that's when you see, like, when you read the words, you're touching people's lives. So there's like that level, but then there's also like the pure recreational, this feels so much better. This is so much more intense and more pleasurable. And I deserve this because my life is so stressful. Like, and I needed this moment for myself. We also hear a lot from husbands. A lot of the guys like to talk about their experience with their partners, which is actually, because I find very endearing, to be quite honest, at this point. It's nice that male partners are looking after the ladies. It makes orgasm forever overall. It increases arousal, which makes orgasm easier to get to, so it can be more frequent. Also, if you get there, you can have multiple. It'd be more intense when you do. And then it's not a lubricant. So when I say that, it's an external application only. Like, it's a topical lotion you apply to your labia, and it creates lubrication. That's what smooth muscle relaxation, that's what female arousal does, is it creates clitoral engorgement, which pushes, so tons of blood flows in to your muscle tissue, which swells up and pushes water out, and water proteins, you know, fluids out. And that's how you make lubricant. That's the old fashioned way.
So you're creating a natural lubricant.
Yeah. Yep.
With this topical application.
Yeah.
Which is wonderful, because then you're not adding one additional, I mean, let's face it, the flora of the vagina is sensitive. Mm-hmm. So you have to be aware of that as well. We as women know it doesn't take much to get a urinary tract infection or a yeast infection or whatnot. So being mindful of, I should say for me, mm-hmm. I can't speak to all women, but I can to me. So being mindful of what you're eating, what you're, all of these things, but now you've added one more thing that is topical. I like that idea so much, of it being topical rather than an insert.
Right. Yeah. And it's not systemic. So like, it's just going to where it needs to go in order to get the job done. And so what the science is, why there's nobody else who has what we have, is when we first came to market, there was a couple of other products that were in this kind of form factor, like topical lotions applied to the labia, but there were not many. Like these arousal serums have just cropped up over the past few years. And now, at least in my world, I see them everywhere. But when we first came to market, that this was a whole new idea of what a product in bed be. And also, like this plus a lubricant is it's a lot to get your head around of like what these products are, how they're different.
Let me be clear on something. So, if you apply this, but you normally would need a lubricant, do you need both?
You may want both. You may still want both. It just depends on your body. So we have like a gift set that has the Pleasure Serum Plus, the Intimate Elixir, which is the water-based hyaluronic acid vaginal moisturizer and lubricant. That's like what I like about our lubricants is that they are actually. Do you remember? There's like a TikTok. I was not very plugged in with TikTok, but like there was a TikTok trend a couple years ago where everybody was saying to put lube on your face. Like it was
Oh,
like the
I do
skincare
remember
secret. Yeah.
that. I missed that one, but okay.
You're just I'm caught you up just now. That's it. But this is like this is not like that. But it is kind of like that because it's like it's stuff that you don't mind being on your skin. Like you, it could be a lubricant or a vaginal moisturizer. Like it feels good. You don't want to wash it off. So I
So that's
don't.
your other product.
Right. Yeah. That's a proper lubricant if you don't if you want something a little bit extra an extra boost in addition
And I
for.
think people have to understand their bodies to know if they do or they don't, right?
Yeah,
What's going to
totally.
make a difference?
And at Cosper, we're now about to sell a little kit for postmenopausal, or it's the two products, the elixir together with the serum.
Yeah, we call it our menopause sex care kit, and it's going to be coming out in a really cute little Tyvek's DOP kit that'll be out in March.
We need to come up with a different word than menopause.
Come up with a lot of different words. Yeah. That's a people talk about that a lot. Like that's very legitimate thing to be concerned about is their lack of language and also like how the words that we've inherited from men to describe our bodies, like are they at like what is the baggage that we're carrying around with that?
But you also had a Broadway show called the Menopause of Vaginas, something like
The
that.
Vagina Monologues.
Right, sorry.
That's interesting. It'll be fun to see how you approach this with the stores, Lily, in terms of training people to be able to talk about this.
You know what's really interesting? It depends what part. I mean, as you know, we've got stores all over the country, and what neighborhoods are more comfortable than other neighborhoods. And when we introduced it to Cosbar, we were slow in launching which doors to see the success. For instance, going into Charleston, South Carolina was a little bit difficult, or into Lexington, Kentucky. But if you talk about Aspen or Vail, those stores were easier. So again, it's the staff that needs to be comfortable. It depends on who the people are. I mean, we also have men working at the store, and lo and behold, they have sold many of it. And some of these men are also gay, and they're selling slip and slide.
Okay, so talk about slip and slide.
That's a silicone-based lubricant that has squalane in it and sea buckthorn oil and a little bit of lavender oil. It's a great, it's just got, it's not greasy like a lot of silicone lubricants are. And it's really lightweight and super moisturizing too. We were trying to bring high-end skincare ingredients down into to sex care. Is what we're trying to do with those two products, the Intimate Elixir and the Super Slip and Slide.
And the only thing I want to interject here, you know, where somebody will say, well, what about going to the drugstore and get KY jelly? Look, you can go to the drugstore and buy Olay for your face, or you can go to Cosbar and find a much higher quality. So it's all a matter of quality and the results that you'll get. So I got to be, you know, being supportive of Vella and what they're coming out with, you will feel a difference between that product and a drugstore product.
And probably more women who are using this product will probably not get, like you said, UTIs and infections. because it's a high quality product that probably will be more sensitive to that
More
area.
and more compatible for the body.
That's true. Yes, that's true.
Yeah, that makes a huge difference. And let's just talk about that, the connection to the brain, right? I will just say that having an orgasm puts you in an entirely different frame of mind, not for just a few moments. And being able to be sexually comfortable and having that experience more often than not consistently helps with your mental well-being. It just does.
Have you guys ever looked into, having conversations with OB/GYNs and then can recommend them getting it, let's say at a Cosbar or online or this or that, so that they're
Yeah,
aware
so
of this product?
it's part of why I'm going to the International Society for the Study of Women's Sexual Health, mouthful, meeting tomorrow, is to have more conversations like this with OBGYNs and psychiatrists and whatnot. But yeah, we launched in last fall our what we call the Vela Bioscience Consortium for the Study of Women's Sexual Wellness, which is purposefully medicalized. But essentially, it's a group of doctors who are all either past or present presidents of like the North American Menopause Society or the Study of Women's Sexual Health Society that I was mentioning. And they're preeminent, they're leaders in the field. And so what wanted to basically bring our scientific like resources and clinical protocols to the category at large, because we essentially like I'm on under the belief, I believe that we have so much work left to do, and so much of it just needs to happen as quickly as possible. I think people can be still very naive about how much we have to do in order to make women's health equal to men's health on a cultural or social level. But we started that consortium with doctors. Some of them are medical doctors, some of them are PhD doctors. And that purpose of that is really to elevate where the bar is for science in this category. Like, let's bring science to this, like we've brought in it to every other beauty category or wellness category in some capacity to varying degrees of success. But so that has a very big mission in and of itself, which Dr. Haran Padmanathan, he chairs that and will be working on that extensively this year. It's an exciting initiative. Like, we have brands who have onboarded with us onto that partnership who are going to be will be sharing resources, sharing data. I mean, sharing like how we're doing studies and like so that we get actual facts and knowledge, not like more blah-de-blah blah, like or magic, like boopity-boop. Like, this is just about getting what we actually need in order to live more sexually fulfilled lives. So yeah, absolutely, getting the doctors are our biggest advocates, because they're the ones who are going to be most likely to understand what the hell we're talking about and understand ideally too the importance of their patients' sex lives to their overall well-being. I mean, I don't know what your all's experience like though it is with your OBGYNs and those kinds of conversations. Mine is really like it gets boiled down to just a form that I get at the very beginning of my visit. And if I don't write anything in those areas, then it never gets addressed during my appointment. And that's sort of that's the kind of shift that we want to see change. So like we've made, for instance, there was no medical illustration that existed of what an aroused female vagina looks like. And it does look different. Like, we do have like in a little literal erections and like which changes the muscle, how the muscle looks. Our vaginal cavity elongated. Like, there's all of these things that happen that have never been described for the medical community. So we hired we this is something we realized was missing like pretty early on. It's like there's nothing for us to look at and talk to when we're talking to somebody else about female sexual arousal is. So we hired a board certified Johns Hopkins medical illustrator to do the drawing for us under our direction, along with one of the doctors on our scientific advisory board, Dr. Nicole Prowse. And we've turned that into a medical poster that I'm going to have those available at the conference this coming week for doctors to take. Talks about the sexual response cycle, shows what arousal is, just as an educational tool. It's not a big branding moment. It's really just to have that as a resource for them if they want it. And then we're going to go to the annual OBGYN meeting in May as well with the same tools to hand out to people.
That's fabulous. That's it too. It's constant education, right? Which goes back to your mission and really what got you started to continue to develop and learn and teach and offer something that's so important.
Yeah, this is very deep as part of my parent is even falls into my parenting philosophy is that the more you're able to describe something, whether it's your body or your backyard or the natural world around you, the better you're going to be able to take care of it because you understand what there is to take care of and how to call its name when it needs to get taken care of. And that is so important to me as a parent of two young girls, living in this moment in time on this planet to be able to do
Well,
is.
bravo. Now, so you started in landscape. This is a whole different landscape, Karen.
Yeah,
I
I know, but
think.
I can make the ties. My dad's always saying I'm a really good bullshit. Like I should have been in academia because I'm so good at bullshitting and not making ties between this and that is really. That's the bullshit he's talking about, but it's true. I mean, it's it's really just having questions. It's like that Ada Twist scientist book, just asking why, all over and understanding that, just because something doesn't exist doesn't mean that it shouldn't exist. That was an early lesson for me with this, is accepting, no, there needs to be labia lotion. Like that needs to be a thing. Like we're gonna do that.
I love that. Well, I think we could spend hours talking about medicine gone wrong or how it has truly, we are still in the dark ages when it comes to studying the female. We're getting there. Things like this, the International Society of Women's Health, it'll be interesting to see when that even founded, right? It's probably fairly new in
I believe
terms of the
so.
study.
Yeah.
But there are people moving the needle, and this is what we need to celebrate. And so, having you there, you were a little unsure of, or, going into that space, you're so important in that space because you bring something that nobody else is bringing. So it'll be exciting to hear, and I bet you'll have way more information on your website, and the studies that you're doing will continue to bring light, and I think exponentially it will grow.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I just want to say this, the comparison between Carolyn and myself, we're very parallel. For instance, for over 40 years ago, actually, talking about 48 years ago, I started something that nobody ever heard of, opening up a cosmetic shop. And here we are in the 21st century, and Carolyn is now the first to market with women's sexual awareness. And it's just creating something new that I'm sure there's going to be many spin-off companies that are going to follow her. But one thing to date that we still maintain luxury. And what Vella is still doing is maintaining quality. You're going to get a lot of imitators, but I do believe that you got to be true to yourself and know that there's a difference of quality, luxury, and the passion that both Carolyn and I have for our own businesses. And it shows up, on who we surround ourselves with, who and what we want, if that makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense. And I think actually, just listening to all of this, even looking at your website, I was not aware that one of your products is not a lubricant, right? So even educating women on the idea that you put lotion on your face, why don't you put lotion in your private area, right?
You
That
can't say the
especially
word
women.
vagina. You can say vagina, Lisa. It's fine.
Come on, Lisa.
Vagina.
Come on, Lisa, do it.
Yeah, but it's not just the vagina, right? You don't just put it on the
You
vagina,
said
right?
it. Lisa's right. Lisa's the most woke out of all of us. You're right. It's not the vulva, the vagina is just the hole.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. So that's why I didn't say it. So anyway, what I'm trying to say is that, we put lotion on our face every morning, right? So like I didn't know that. And that's something that I just became educated on. And I don't think that women would ever think about that. Like I've never thought about that. Have you, Katie?
No, is there sustain like if I use it daily, does it
No,
give me a
it
I'm just saying,
can't.
if I'm lotioning my face daily in the morning, do I
Yeah, the
do
answer is yes. The answer is yes. Whatever you're asking, the answer is yes.
It's always yes.
Yeah. I mean, we're pushing the studies. Like that's, I want to keep making the product better. I want to keep understanding it better. Like that's is more information and data we have about behind it, like the more I'm gonna feel raring to go and selling it. Like that is every year we're going to be looking at that in the near future at
Well,
least.
exciting, super exciting to see. Now, okay, now when you're not doing this and when you're not raising two children, what do you do for fun?
I am such a psycho. I don't. So I was talking about that like environmental or health literacy, body literacy, like how the words you have to describe things will enhance your ability to take care of it. I started this club with my 8-year-old daughter Lee, called Little Plants Club, and we got a grant from the Jane Goodall Foundation, and we are planting a ton of plants from seed, and they're all in my garage. I could show you, but I look like a freak, but I have all of these grow lights now in my garage and all these baby plants. And we're planting like everything from like flowers to okra to tomatoes to herbs. And the plan is to go and like Girl Scout style, give away the plants for free to people and have the kids like interact with a stranger. Sounds scarier than it actually will be, and like talk to them about plants and whatever. But then have that person sign up for our newsletter, and then the kids will have a newsletter about like what's happening in nature in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and like what happened last season, what happened the season ahead. I keep myself very busy. It's like
Really?
it's a problem, but it's also like I find so much like relaxation from hobbies. Like gardening is so relaxing for me, and it's def this project has definitely turned into more than that, but it's kind of what I
Does your
needed.
daughter help you and go in the garage and she has a job to
That
do?
was the idea. That was the idea. I can't say that that's really what's happening, Lisa. No, I think that's mostly me. So this is really my project. I'm reliving my second grade year as a new woman.
And using your degree in a
Yeah.
different way. Using your degree. Well, amazing. Lisa, would you like to guess what Carolyn's superpower is? Carolyn, what do you think your superpower is?
I think I'm resourceful. That's my superpower. Scrappy. You make do with what you got. Like
I think that's pretty good. I probably wouldn't have used the word resourceful, but I agree with that. Yeah.
that nails it. I think that nails
Yeah.
it. Incredible. Well, thank you for educating us, sharing just such an amazing trajectory. It'll be really fun to see. I'm excited to hear back what you're going to have to let us know how it went in LA with all the healthcare. That's a pre I can see where that space would be a pretty heady space, but I just know you're going to knock it out of the park.
Thank you. I'm excited for the conversations. I have no idea. I'm there to listen and to hear, and looking forward to learning a lot from this. I've learned so much this whole every day I learn, and that's how I want my whole life to be. That lifelong in tax they used to have a lifelong learning tax credit. Do you remember this? I wish they would bring that back, where they'd pay off from your taxes based off of like education that you're continuing to do as an adult. But that's how I want, I don't know, to be continuing to live as old as I can be, still learning.
Are you going to be a keynote speaker there?
No, this is my first time I've ever gone. So I'm meeting a lot of these doctors all for the first time.
They'll be asking you to do that next time.
We'll see.
That's an important space. It is. It's such an important space. If people want to learn more, the website is.
BellaBio.com.
So, segueing into the nonprofit, tell us about the nonprofit.
The nonprofit is the Take Control Initiative, which is based here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and it's actually the longest running nonprofit in the country that focuses on providing free contraception to the public.
That's fantastic. And it is the website on that is takecontrolinitiative.org, the resource for all things birth control. So they envision a community in which people have access to all forms of birth control in Tulsa County, whether or not you have insurance. So fantastic. Again, thank you so much. Any final thoughts, Lisa, for Lily or Carolyn?
Well, I just wanted to hear a little bit from Lily. Do you have anything that else you'd like to say to close the podcast up?
We're very, very comfortable selling her products, and it's not like they need a shelf of their own. And it's right there in the front, and it does have my picture of founder's favorites. So I am proud to say that we're one of her first retail and continuing retail, and we just look forward to a healthy long-term relationship.
Lily is amazing. Like, really, she's the one doing like breaking down doors, like having your picture next to it. That's so awesome. Thank you, Lily.
My pleasure.
I knew that, but I just getting reminded of that is just always crazy to me.
I admire young entrepreneur people that can do things out of the box, literally, that go into unmarked territory. This is an unmarked territory.
It is. It is. And to have you as a mentor is incredible. Just
Thank you.
really, really
Thank
awesome.
you.
And to have you as a friend of the podcast and a guest now twice.
And one more thing I need to say before I give my stamp of approval, my DNA has always been efficacy. There is efficacy. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here talking to you with Caroline. There is efficacy. And if any of you who might be listening, or if you've seen years ago when porno movies came out, like Deep Throat, and at the end of Deep Throat, the girl had her orgasm and she had fireworks. And that's the only way I can describe this product. I just burst out laughing. You do get fireworks.
Okay,
Katie,
I'm in.
Katie's going to be doing it every day.
Yay!
We'll have to get back to her and see how that goes.
There's gonna be at
Raise
least.
your own fireworks.
That's right. Oh, well, as we opened the show, Lisa and I were talking about the response we've had from people when we've said what we're talking about. My husband asked this morning, "Well, what are you recording on?" I said, "Sexual health." Oh, he was very interested. So we'll
Well,
suit
we
you.
can
I
get
need
his
to
address. I'll get some samples out to you.
Oh,
You
fantastic.
can.
I will. I'm not going to say a word because Lily said it the best at the end.
That's
All
right.
other than
Thank you.
thank you. Thank you both for
My
Thank
pleasure.
you for having
doing
us.
this with
And
us.
I'm going to tell you something. I thank you for the offer of samples. I'm going to go on and buy it. I want to support your business. I want you to be around for a
Well,
long
thank
time.
you.
So I encourage everyone to head over to Cosbar and look for that product. And you can go online, I'm sure, and get it there as well on Cosbar, right?
Yes.
We'll find it.
Yes.
People will be resourceful for this. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you very much. It was my
Yep.
pleasure.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you, Lily. Thank you,
Okay,
Lisa.
sweetie. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Well, I learned a couple of things. How about you, Lisa?
I definitely learned a couple things, more than a couple. I'm excited, Katie, to hear how you're going to do when you use it every morning.
I'll report back at some point.
Oh, please do.
I will for sure. You know my point, though. I mean, you lubricate your face every morning, and these are not lubricants. Okay, so you put topical
You
on your
will walk
face,
around
Kate?
very happy. You will walk around very happy.
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily that causes the happiness or what happens after you use that, depending on. Well, okay, we'll see. We'll see.
You'll report back. You'll
I
report
will
back.
report back. I will report back. I have so much to report back on. Listen, I really hope people enjoyed and learned. I think that's important. I think that's important.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
think it was it's a podcast that I wasn't expecting to record. It wasn't on our to-do list, right? But I think
Exactly.
it was very, very educational,
Well, now I
actually,
have.
and a topic that you wouldn't expect to be educational.
That's right. And now we all should have on our to-do list to purchase Vella through Cosbar.
Sure.
That's on the to-do list. All right. Well, if people have comments, questions, want to get more information on the podcast, head over to theviewinyourmirror.com. You will find every single one of our podcasts, every single one of our nonprofits that we focus on. And we are happy to have you. Once again, we're trying to share with you ways to bring out the best in you. And this is just one more way that not many of us have really spent a lot of time talking about. So we hope that this just enhances what makes you uniquely you. Until next time.